systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, May 14th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode 36, the Wednesday night show. We got a special guest in the studio again, and this time Braden's not trying to have sex with it. We have Chris.
This time.
because every other guest, it's you are. So, how's it going? This is Chris. He's one of the Anna's Pizza owners, where I love to eat and cook food and work for on Sundays. How's it going, dude?
I'm here.
You are here. You are in full force here.
And so, stay the fuck away from me.
You don't have a vagina. You have nothing to worry about.
You don't know that.
Doesn't matter.
So, how the fuck are you guys?
I'm taking a drink.
All right. How the fuck are you?
I am doing pretty good.
Nice.
How are you?
I am fantastic. What a great beginning to this show. The levels do seem a little louder, don't they?
Yeah, they are a bit.
Yeah, well.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. It'll be fine in the end.
Oh, yes.
I just fixed it.
Oh, hey.
Look at that. The magic. The magic.
That's where the magic happens.
It is.
Right on here. The Mr. 8 HD.
Thank you so much. So, thank you guys so much for listening here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, so we're going to get right into it. I noticed at the end of Monday's show, we were talking about how I went through that whole thing with OxyContins, because we're reading news stories about, you know, how everyone's robbing pharmacies trying to get their hands on this shit and what it does. And so I gave my firsthand experience because, you know, I have a lot
from robbing pharmacies.
Well, no, from actually being on the drugs. It never actually came to that point, thank God. But, you know, if it would have, I had a couple places staked out. There's this one. I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't know if that would just be stupid. But they have apartments right above it. So one of my ideas every time I drove by it was like, man, I should just rent the apartment directly above the pharmacy. And then at night I'd pull some Mission Impossible shit and like saw out a hole in the floor.
Yeah.
And then like drop down at night like, you know, Tom Cruise with the fucking rope thing. And,
yeah,
and then
but
just
I
grab
think they'd
everything.
Know it too from the hole in your apartment floor.
Well, I wouldn't rent it in my name, dumb shit.
Well, I guess that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, I never, you know, that's as far as it went. It never came to actually doing it. So we talked about that, and then I never did mention, like, how it was that I'm clean and off this shit now. And it's been, what, 3 months now, almost, since February, since probably show 5 or 7?
I'd say, yeah, about 2.5, 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. We'll say three months. Kay. About. So, yeah, and I never mentioned, like, how I did that. I was just talking about how it's just bad and it destroys your life. But, and I was wondering, I was like, boy, how did you get off it, Matt? So we're going to get into that real quick here, and then we got a bunch of other good shit to talk about. So, basically, I went through a rehab detox place in Florida a few years ago, and that was great. You know, it was a real painless thing. They stepped you down off of what you were taking with a liquid cocktail, they called it, which piqued my interest. They're like,
that was tasty.
We're going to give you some shit and you're going to get fucked up, but then that's not really how it ended up being. But they give you a liquid thing with liquid opiates in it, but they wouldn't tell you how much of what was in it. So, and then gradually, I was there for like 30 days, I think. So each day they'd give you a little less and a little less. And they say the last day is when you don't get any, but you can taste it. And when I had like 5 days left, that's when there was no more in it.
Yeah.
And it's all just psychological from there out. So I did that. I was clean. I got a hotel room for a few days to just chill on the beach. I saw some kids on the beach and they came up to me and the first thing they said was, "Hey, are you into pills?" And I was like, wow, my first day out of fucking detox, and these kids, and I was like, no, man, I'm good, thanks, though, you know, and I didn't do it.
Well, that's good.
But, well, yeah.
Yeah, but how long did that last?
Well, I'm going to tell you. So, I have fun there, and I come back, and everything's great, and the night I got back, my girlfriend at the time, she was there, And this was my fault because I told her she had a bunch of shit, and I was like, well, hold on to it, and when I get back, I'll sell it and take care of it, and then we'll be done. So she holds on to them. So I get back, and she's got like 30, 40 milligram fucking oxys, and wow. I'm like, well, one can't hurt, which turned into two, which turned into over the next week me doing all of them and being right back where I started. Right. So that was the first time. Failed attempt, miserable.
It's just like alcoholics. It's either all or none.
I guess, yeah. And
I think it's like that with any addiction.
Really? Have you ever been addicted to anything, Chris, besides your car?
Not really. I mean, I was on painkillers there for about 7 or 8 months, and.
But you don't do any now, right?
I haven't had one in about a year now.
But you were taking them as directed. You weren't snorting them or shooting them, were you?
No, didn't get quite that far.
No, well, good thing, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think that's where a lot of the addiction comes from, because if you just eat them normally, they have a time release thing, unless they're the instant release ones. But they have a time release, and it lets a little bit of oxycodone, the active ingredient, out into your system at a time, a little bit here, a little bit there. So when you crush it up and snort it, kids, don't try this at home unless you're douchebags, then please, by all means, OD on it. But yeah, you crush it up and that totally destroys the time release. You snort it, your sinus cavity, it absorbs it, goes straight to the brain blood barrier, crosses it, and boom, we're in la-la land.
Right.
Same thing when you shoot it, except you're getting rid of all the binders in the water and you have it just a straight solution of oxycodone, and then through the vein, in the blood, to the blood-brain barrier, crosses it, boom, la-la land once again. Yeah. So I think that might have been part of why I was way into it. Like, I was doing amounts. I don't want to brag and sound like a fucking idiot or anything, but I was doing amounts that would, like, kill horses and shit. Like, shooting up, like, 580s at once. And,
damn,
like, that's just stupid. And because you think about it, that's, like, $500 right there. If you're talking
just to shoot up
$100 a pill, which is, I mean, that's not what I was buying it for, but on the street, generally, that's what they go for. So,
right.
Yeah, in just one shot. And then, I mean, it's fun when you're doing it, but if you look at someone else doing it, they do that, and then they start nodding out. Now, I didn't really do that until I did a bunch at a time, because I had such a high tolerance, but yeah, it's just pointless. And then, so you start out doing it to get high, and then eventually it becomes you're doing it to just not be sick anymore.
Right.
And then it's like no fun anymore. It's survival now. If you don't have it, you're going to be sick, and you want to
spend $500 just to, you
a
don't
day.
Feel like
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the first failed attempt. So then I kind of struggled with it, bought it on the streets, you know, just did whatever I could basically to get by. And then, you know, this last time I actually ended up going to the little crazy house we have here.
Right.
What is it, Pathways or whatever? And I was in there for a few days because I was taking methadone. And the thing about methadone is it stays in your system for such a long time, which is why it's a good painkiller, because it has a 24-hour half-life. So if you take a 10-milligram pill, 24 hours later, you still have 5 milligrams in you, and it's so on. So then you take more, then you have 15, and then it drops back, you know?
Right.
It just keeps adding up. And that shit, it takes so long to get out of your system. And what they put me on is called Suboxone. So if you guys don't know, Suboxone, Subutex, and Naltrexone. And the Subutex is a partial opioid agonist, I think, for all you pharmacists?
Wow, dude.
Thank you. I should have rehearsed this better. But yeah. No, the Naltrexone blocks too much of it getting into your brain at once. And then the Subutex fills the receptors pretty much, so you're not sick, but you're not craving it, and you're not getting high because the naltrexone's in it.
Right.
Which also means if you try to do any other kind of opiate while you're on it, you won't feel any effects at all. And you'll,
'cause it blocks it.
Exactly, which is why it's a really good thing. Now, so I got put on that, and, you know, the first couple days were kind of rough. I felt really weird, really disassociated, like I was watching myself from a bird's eye view almost, from like a third
person.
You
can tell from going back and listening to the shows.
Yeah. It sounds
way weird.
Yeah, totally. I felt way weird. The first day I started it, I had to go with Travis up to this old lady's house, and we're in there fixing this thing, and she's right there, and I'm just watching the whole thing from way up here. Like, just,
that
was fucked up.
It's like an outer body experience.
Totally. And I'm like driving, and, you know, I'm in control. I just feel off, like just totally not right at all. So after a while, my body got adjusted to that. But then I started reading on these message forums about people that were on Suboxone and everything. Now, I understand it's the internet and most places like that. I think it was like heroindetox.com or something like that. You're going to get the horror stories and the worst of the worst. You're not going to find someone going on there saying, oh, this is wonderful, I'm fine. Because
right.
the people that are okay aren't going to forums like that looking for help.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to be like, I haven't yet and I've been fine. I haven't gone back there saying, hey, I've been on it this long and I'm totally fine. Haven't touched needles. Haven't had the want to do any of that. So I can understand. But a lot of the shit on there is really scary. It's saying shit like the Subutex actually makes permanent changes in your brain chemistry, which I guess if you think about it, the Oxy did that already to begin
yeah,
with.
I mean,
so,
any opiate will do that.
Right. And another thing they were saying is you're not getting off it. You're just replacing it for something else, which I totally see that. And that's fine because this is a better replacement than what I was doing because
yeah.
now I, you know, I'm not running out and being sick and spending all this money. Yeah, exactly. And I even I forget to take this shit sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like just that normal. So the last thing I want to talk about with this is some people were saying after you're on it for about 7 months, all of a sudden you just get hit with like wave after wave of just like a deep dark depression and it just totally. Hey buddy. More guests. What's up? Hey, will you grab the flyer for your show? Because we're going to mention it on here for me, please. Okay, so, sorry, guys. I'm really bad at that when
yeah.
people walk in here.
I am, too. I'm just like, who is it?
Yeah, we all stop. We're like, what the fuck? Who is in our store? So where was I? Oh, yeah. So you get hit with just a wave of deep, dark depression that you pretty much don't come out of. Now, I don't know if this was just the junkies on the forum talking like, oh, any excuse to fucking get put back on something we can get high doing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They say as you start out, you feel normal and then you feel good. You feel like you have a lot of energy
well,
and
that
you're
sounds
motivated.
Like where you are.
Right. And that's... opiates, actually, when I was shooting dope.
Kind of like Christianity.
Yeah, kind of like Christianity.
Awesome. Except it doesn't make you feel good.
Right, exactly. And you don't get hooked on it.
No.
But, yeah, so they... Fuck, thanks. Now you totally, you totally made
and
me forget what
I was saying.
And
then you just spit everywhere.
Yeah, so you feel fine, and that's where I'm at. I'm at that point. And then they said that'll last for a few months, and then after that you just go into this depression, and you're just – it takes, like, the most effort to just scratch your nose and shit. So I don't know how much of that is true or not, but now that we're doing this show, we will let you guys know all about it if and when it happens. And, you know – I told the doctor, I was like, I'm really nervous about this happening. He's like, well, there's nothing we can do, basically. He's
right.
like, either do this or don't do anything or go back to the old life. So I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to do this. And when I get in a deep, dark depression, I'm going to go around and murder people. And then I'm going to sue the makers of this shit.
Yeah, for making...
And then, well, I'll kill myself, and then I'll let my mom sue him.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I told him that, and he's like, well...
So should I start looking for another host now?
Well, give it a few more months.
All right.
But I told the doctor that, and he's like, well, I've never heard that outlook on it, but good, I'm glad you're staying positive. I was like, all right, man, that's cool. And, he was a great help. You know, I wouldn't be here in this spot doing this job, for one, because it's a very physical job, and
yeah.
without it, so...
Well,
it,
you know, isn't it probably easier to get off the Suboxone completely than
well,
it is to get off the Oxys?
Yeah, and that's another thing they said is, you know, if you're not doing it, the longer you do it for, the longer this thing called post-acute withdrawal symptoms happens. It's called PAWS. After you stop taking the Suboxone, if you taper yourself down to where you're taking like just crumbs of it each day, and then you stop that, you'll feel okay for a week. But then the next week, you will start having withdrawals again, and it's the Suboxone getting out of your system.
Yeah.
And they said the longer you're on it, those will last anywhere between 6 months to 10 years. So
wow.
I'm like, I'm just going to keep taking this shit.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine. You know, it's not a problem. I can still get it up and poop and all that good stuff.
Right.
So, you know.
But the thing is, if you look at it, if that depression hits you like it does other people after 7 months, and maybe it would have been a good thing to quit before that while you're feeling good.
Well, yeah, but then I don't want to go through all those withdrawals. And I'm thinking
yeah.
most people don't have a show like this. So
right.
could you imagine if I was just pissed and depressed more than I am now? what kind of fucking show this
would
be.
Well, that's what it was like before you got a girlfriend.
Exactly. Those were good shows. Not as good as these shows,
well,
but
maybe,
they were
maybe, yeah,
they were good shows.
Maybe that would make the show better.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm hoping for. If I just get in this mindset, dude, everyone will just feel the fury,
yeah.
Especially the people I work with.
Nice.
So, yeah, so that's that. And we'll definitely keep you guys updated if you like hearing about this fucked up shit. And, you know, if any of you guys are going through this or have gone through it, definitely let us know. Email info@thegemhole.com. You know, it interests me still, just the pharmacology of the whole thing and how it affects the brain and changes chemistry and opiate receptors and all that good stuff. So, yeah. So you want to hop on this mic real quick and tell us about your show you're putting on? Don't bump that. Thanks. All right. So, yeah, this is Ryan. You are throwing a metal show for Alzheimer's here in Depot Park. So,
which my band is actually playing.
Which,
too.
Yes, your band that you don't play any instruments in is playing.
Nope.
You have the best position in the band. You don't do anything.
It's great.
Yeah.
So, I just get to hang out.
Yeah, here, let me see that bad motherfucker. So this shit is going down. If you guys are local at Depot Park, if you're local, you know where that's at. May 24th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it's called Alzipalooza, supporting Alzheimer's therapy. The band's playing. We got Phalus, Warcry, Dripping Orifice, Mass Bloodshed, Enemy Mine, The Blacklist, Mahawaldi. How do you say that?
Mahawaldi.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Yeah. Walking Corpse Syndrome.
That's what
Throne of Maldiction, Throne of Maldiction, and Ada Karin. So that is a pretty sweet lineup. I've heard a few of those bands play, and they are rocking. So
yeah, you know, Dripping Orifice is an amazing, awesome band. And,
yeah,
they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. They have.
And they won't be there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No. Yeah. They called. You know what happens when you don't call to confirm with a band that you think you have confirmation for, and then they call the week
right.
before and say,
sorry.
Dude, are you going to call?
Oh, wow.
Right.
So you want to tell us a little bit about how exactly is a death metal show going to support Alzheimer's?
Yeah, especially one that's in the middle of town.
It's tough to talk while humping this guy's leg.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. We don't have much room here in the studio.
No.
Yeah, because usually the guests we have, he's having sex with, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Usually.
Or trying to.
Right. No, Alzheimer's. It affects everybody. Just because you don't have it doesn't mean it doesn't hit you.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, fuck, I forget shit all the time. So can I get in on some of this money?
No. There's actually no money involved. It's a free concert. We're giving away free raffles from things that have been donated.
So how does that benefit the old people if there's no money being profited?
Well, because if we can inspire anybody just to go give somebody a good song or a hug, then we've done good.
That's true. So what we want you guys to do is go to your local retirement old folks home with a boom box and just throw down some fucking Slayer, South of Heaven, some fucking Raining Blood, and just, you know, show them some love, man. Show them some love.
I love you.
All right, so let's see. What should we get into? Okay, the next thing I want to talk about here. Since we were on the whole one law, what'd we call it? The one strike, you're dead law. This was a little collaboration. Well,
boom, you're dead. That's
boom,
what
you're dead. That's
boom,
what we're call it. So we started this thing, and then Keith and the girl also thought of it. They thought of it a little after we did, but they have the numbers to make it kind of their thing. So, you know, I don't even
but
care anymore.
But we have
anymore.
The dates to make it.
That's right. We have, if it comes down to it, like I said in Monday's show, we have the time code showing, like, this is when we first mentioned it. But, you know, I really don't care. It's all about making the world a better place. So.
Right.
If you guys are new to the show, basically, the one strike you're dead law means if you do anything and you break the law and someone catches you doing it, they pull out a gun and shoot you in the face. Boom, you're dead. That's all. I don't care if you rape somebody, the woman has a gun, she gets raped, boom, you're dead. Someone else sees you doing that, you're dead. You litter, you're fucking dead. And if I catch you fucking running red lights and shit, you're fucking dead. So we've had a lot of good comments and stuff. Everyone seems to be on board with this, so
yes.
we're writing up the bill to take to the Capitol here soon. But what I just wanted to mention real quick, Distorted View, Sick and Wrong, Brian's in you. Yeah, dude. And whoever else has a show, you guys need to start telling your fans about this shit, because the more people we reach out to with this, the quicker it'll happen, the quicker we can start killing motherfuckers for doing stupid shit, the quicker this world will be that much better to live in.
I'm sorry.
Can I get an amen?
Let's
amen.
86 the traffic part of it, because I run red lights and stop signs and speed. And
I better not see you do it. That's all I'm
saying,
man.
Otherwise, you're getting shot. Boom,
I mean, I do it too. But you know, if you knew that if I do this, I will die, would you still do it?
Fuck yeah. Why do you think I speed?
Well, there you go. So
I'm waiting for some shit to happen.
There you go. Someone will facilitate for you.
What I was kind of wondering is now, if you do something, say you run a red light, I come up to you and catch you and pull out my gun. If you also have a gun and pull yours out first and shoot me first, then that's fair game.
Right.
I'm not going to say.
Then whatever you just did,
that
never
works
happened.
For me.
Exactly. If you can get, this is like GTA. If you can get rid of all the witnesses and get your felony back down to zero, then hey, good luck next time, bud.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't carry over like, oh, you're that dude that killed all those guys. No, no, no.
And see, if you don't want to take that chance of getting shot before you shoot them, then don't fuck with them.
Or just go around always shooting people all the time.
Yes.
Or that. So, yeah.
Just
everyone tell everyone else about it, and pretty soon we'll all know. Let's see. The next thing, Subway. I want to talk about Subway, not
really,
just because my girlfriend works there now, but it's this weird thing I was thinking of with the – well, here, let me tell you a little story.
All right.
So I'm coming back, and I ate at the Echo Lake Cafe on, what was it, Monday? When was I in Lakeside? Monday? Yeah, Monday. I ate there, or no, Tuesday, excuse me. I don't even know when
it was. You're
bad. This never even happened. I'm making it all up. But no, I ate at this place. And if you guys are in Big Fork, go there. It is the best fucking food ever, and the place is crawling with urban cougars.
Yeah.
At like 11:30 in the morning, sipping on hard lemonades, getting wasted. It is the funniest shit. And their food is brilliant. Not as good as Anna's, granted, but I didn't have to make it there, so that was a big plus. But I also had to pay for it, so.
Yeah. You don't have to pay for shit if you make it, do you?
That's true. No, not now that I'm working there on Sundays.
Thank you. You give me off now,
yeah,
finally.
But this Sunday I can't because my car's
dead.
Oh,
you hear that? You get them off.
Yeah, I do get them off. I get everybody off, man. All for pizza. Yes. But it's... So, okay, so I ate food and shit, I'm done with my route, I'm heading back, and I drive by the Subway where my girlfriend works. So I'm thinking, you know, this is before I get there, but I'm going that way. And I'm like, huh, I should go in and surprise her and get some food. And then I started thinking about how their menu is. Now, they have the 6-inch and they have the 12-inch.
Yeah.
And what I figured out, they do this because they know you're going to pay a couple bucks extra for the 12-inch. But what guy wants to go in there and say, hey, let me get a 6-inch? It's all an ego thing with guys. Guys are, every time, they're going to order a 12-inch. Not because it doesn't even have anything to do with the size of their dick. But just saying the words 12-inch and 6-inch, you want to go with the bigger one.
Right.
So I kind of was thinking about it. I was like, dude, they must do that on purpose.
Well, and then, yeah, they make more money that way.
Exactly, because all the guys and, you know, granted, all the construction workers, everyone's going to have a 12-inch. Even if you can't eat a whole 12-inch, you're not going to say, I want a 6-inch, because you feel deep down inside that because you order that, you are that. You know? Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
they're making all this extra money by doing that. So I was thinking, I'm going to go in there and surprise her and say hi, but then I'm like, fuck, I just ate, so I can't eat a whole 12-inch, and, you know, I don't want to go in and say, well, I'll have a 6-inch, because I'm embarrassed, you know, about that, and even though I don't, it's still weird to say, especially because she's there. So I decide, all right, well, I just won't, and then I'm driving, and
well,
she...
Well, is that not at all worse than getting a 6-inch, because isn't that nothing?
Well, I wasn't really hungry, though.
That's
the thing.
True.
I didn't want to just go in there and be like, oh, hi, but, so I'm driving in, and then I get this text message from her, and it says, come in and get a sandwich. And I'm like, whoa, that was weird for one, that she's just reading my thoughts. And that's been happening a lot lately.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, we are so in tune. It's fucked. I've never had that happen before, ever. So she says that. I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. I'll just order the 6-inch and swallow my pride. So I go.
Swallow the 6-inches.
Yeah, well, I did that on the way here. But yeah, so I go in there, and like I walk in the door, and I see her, and she just gets this huge smile on her face, full on run around the fucking corner, and just fucking lays me out almost onto the ground. Like, just jumps into me pretty much. And I, like, you know, she doesn't weigh that much, so I kind of grab her, and we, like, whoa, and almost fall over. And, like, then her boss comes out, and she's like, so that's why you've been blushing the past couple days. And I'm like, oh, hi. I'm just here for the 6-inch. So it's, I don't know, it's just the whole... they get you like that. It's subliminal. Guys, I bet you don't even think about it when you go in there, and you're not even that hungry, but you get a 12-inch every time. And then I got to thinking at Anna's, you guys don't do that. You have the 8-inch or the 12-inch. So either way, you're getting a good size, right? Right. And, you know, since I work there, I know we're all getting good sizes. It's fucking, it's perfect.
Kind of our philosophy.
It's subliminal, isn't it? Is that why your dad did that?
Kind of. It's like why men like tits and ass.
Wait, why? How is that like why men like tits and ass?
Because we're subjected to it from the time we are children. Little fucking small, barely out of the womb. I mean, what's the first thing that slapped in your mouth as a fucking baby?
Titties.
What do you stare at when you're following your mom around when you can walk?
Her ass.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Thank you
tits
very much.
And ass.
That I did not ever think of that. Thank you very much for that. So, that is that.
Boy, that gay fucking high five is going to come through on
the microphone.
I know,
right, dude? I feel bad not doing it, though, because then he's standing there holding the hand like, come on, dude.
That's
come
what
on.
I
Well, no,
finger.
What you got to do is you got to go to give it and then...
And then not.
Then brush the
and
hair.
Then be like, oh, brush the hair. That's awesome. All right, well, the last thing I want to talk about before we get into the whole... it's headlines around here. President Clinton came to our poor, quiet mountain town and... Wow, it was amazing. He came here on behalf of his wife, and first of all, he was late, right? So, okay, we're driving the truck down
probably
the fucking
some fat bitches on the way.
Probably on the plane. I know I'd be. Well, not a fat bitch, but, you know.
Well, if you were Clinton, you would.
Well, okay, yeah, you got me there. But we're driving the truck down, and there's just lines of people on the highway, like, holding signs and shit. And I made some videos of us doing this, so we'll post those on the site once I get them ready. So we go in, and there's no parking anywhere. So I just pull the fucking truck in, like, the side somewhere, just kind of out of the way, and we go out. And there's just a line of people from around the building, back in, around, and then through the doors. Through the overhang, because it was an outside thing, and then down the grassy knoll, I guess, and then there's where he was going to be at. So I grab my camera and start taking video of just this line of people, and I go up there, I'm like, so what's going on here? Who are you guys here to see? And people just are looking at me like, are you crazy? And then this one kid in line, he's like, I don't know, I just saw other people standing in line, so I figured I'd come join in. I was like, nice, dude, that's what I'm talking about. So I come back and shit, and these people are just in line like sheep, just being herded
sheeple.
Into a kill. Yeah, total sheeple. And my girl is walking down the thing, not in line at all, just starts walking in. So I fucking run up, catch up to her, and we just walk right in. Like, they're making you sign your name and address and all this shit to let you in.
Really?
So so I don't know if anything goes down or if they can send you things saying vote for Hillary or
right.
whatever. But yeah, so we just walked right through there. Nobody said nothing. So nice. That was cool because there were people still in line when we were getting ready to leave, which that would have been us because we got there right as it was starting. But yeah, so we walk down there and we meet a bunch of her friends and they're all there. They have this little trampoline thing, which is awesome. So we have this little, it's not, you know, it's just the little trampoline just standing there. They're all fucking
sitting
on it.
Well, if you had a big trampoline, that would have been pretty
interesting.
Well,
yeah, and we would have had to set it up and then we probably would have ended up doing it on it. And it just,
in front of all those people.
Bill would have got off and came over and got off again. And no, fuck, it would have been a mess.
Little.
So we're down there hanging out and it starts raining, which is fucking fantastic, and there's just people crowded everywhere, and they're all like, oh, this is gonna be so wonderful, so is Bill, we're all gonna vote for his bitch ass wife and this and that. And someone gets on the thing is like, Bill will, or President Clinton, they kept calling him the president, which
they
I guess
always do that,
right? If you're a president, yeah, you're not anymore, you're all yeah
right,
okay,
they always call
it.
You the president,
right. So they're there, we're there. The lady comes on the thing and is like, his plane is going to be landing in half an hour. So he's already like 20 minutes late by this time. So long story short, he shows up like an hour and a half late, which whatever. People are still there. We're still there because I want to see this. I want
to
see what all these people.
I almost went to that.
Yeah, well, you should have.
I probably should have.
You probably would have been in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we go down there and, you know, shit happens. We're talking. We're cracking jokes and shit and having a good time. I got video of all this stuff. And then the president comes, and now he fucking, they pull him out in this big red Dodge truck.
Nice.
And he doesn't have a soapbox or a podium or anything. He gives his speech from the back of a pickup truck. Because this is Montana and we're all fucking hick rednecks here and we right. can associate with that. Hey, I can stand on my pickup truck too. I'm going to vote for you. Even though, and it's not even him running. And just the whole thing was just this pre, I mean, I know speeches are like pre-written and all this shit, but it just seemed like he was just a robot. Like, God, I'm so sick of doing this. Why did I recommend my wife run for president? Because now right. I have to do this. And he, I swear to God, and you guys will see it in the video once if I ever put it all together, because it's long. I took like half hour of video.
You really should.
But yeah, it's good. And you yeah. can hear us cracking jokes during the whole thing. But he had this look on his face like, oh God, I'm glad this many people showed up, because if I came back to wherever my bitch ass wife is empty handed, she's gonna beat me, and then she's gonna beat me some more, and then it's that'll be it.
Yeah.
And she'll basically make him his bitch even more than he already is now.
Yeah, because he definitely is her bitch.
Right? Yeah, little. So
are you gonna tell him what he said
about
how like your vote counts?
Oh yeah. Well yeah, I save it for the video. But yeah, basically another thing he said, I don't have all the points his speech outline here,
just
but
this one,
a few things
funny.
I remember. He said the reason we're here to talk to you guys is because in this election, this candidacy, Montana matters. And I was just like, what the fuck? We don't matter in any other one, but this one we do all of the sudden?
Yeah. And because, you know, presidents that are running never come here.
Right, exactly, never.
And
ever.
Not even now. Think, yeah. Like, an ex-president has to come here.
Yeah, his wife had to come here and talk. Yeah, that's right, his wife.
That's right,
I got
yeah.
that right. Okay.
That's right.
Okay, good. I was just making sure. So, yeah, and he just, I don't know. It was really weird. It was real plastic. But, you know, I will give it to the guy. In the dark, if I was drunk. No. I'll hand it to him from behind. But no, he is a really good speaker. Like, I wasn't
well, and,
moved.
You know, especially considering what our current president is.
Well, no, I'm just saying, as far as getting a crowd going, and granted, yeah. they were all there for him, which is a lot easier to do than going into a place knowing everyone hates you. So,
right.
But
well, wasn't
he
there
just,
a lot of people with Ron Paul signs?
Yeah,
and
oh, there was this one, I got an awesome picture of it. Someone about halfway through the speech in the back held up this big poster they drew. It was a well-done picture, though, and it was like a side profile of Hillary Clinton
uh-huh.
talking into a mic, but the mic was a red, white, and blue shaped dildo, and she was holding it in her mouth. And he had that up for like 15 minutes. I have a perfect picture of it.
Nice.
And then
that's
we look
awesome.
Back, and there's this little scrawny douche standing in front of the sign holding up a big vote for Hillary sign. So we're just like, wow, dude, amazing. That it was just really fucking cool.
That's great.
And then another thing I know that we were doing, every time he would make a key point, everyone would start cheering, no matter what it was. Like,
well, people always do that.
Well, it wasn't even the fact that he was making points. He could just say, like, okay, and it sucks to be here, and you're all a bunch of hicks, so let's go, America, and everyone would fucking cheer.
Yeah, of course.
So every time people started cheering, everyone that was with us would start going, bah, 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 and oh my God, we pissed so many. Like, I didn't notice it when I was there, but I watched part of the video, and you can just see, like, every time I crack a joke or say, like, the bad thing, these people in front of us would just turn around with this disgusted look on their face, and then they would see that I was holding a camera, and they'd like turn their head real quick and like look away.
Oh,
so
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't want to be in this.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, you know, basically, I'm still behind the whole just don't vote at all thing, because it doesn't matter. They're saying one of his other things, I just remembered this, is that remember back in the 90s when gas was 95 cents a gallon? Well, if you vote for Hillary, we're going to go back to that. It's like there's no fucking way that's ever
well,
going
to
happen.
Yeah, and that's up to the oil companies anyway.
Exactly. Well, so, she can – I don't even know.
I don't think
enough.
She could do anything, because the oil companies decide how much they're selling the oil for.
Right.
Which raises gas prices.
And these high gas prices hurt jobs like mine and like your guys' thing, because you have people driving. We have like 5 trucks here we have to put gas in. One of them's a diesel. And that shit is...
And diesel's like $4.40
and now. And that's our whole...
23 a gallon.
That's,
wow.
That's the
that's still a lot.
Majority of our business. If we can't drive and deliver water, deliver salt, go out to places, we have no business.
Right.
So I would like to see that, but what I would like to see even more is us not having to use this dead fucking technology anyway. And that, go ahead, please. Sorry.
We are going to go back to 95 cents a gallon under a new Clinton administration. We're just going to drill into Anwar, Alaska.
Well, I don't give a
400 years.
I just don't see why we need to still do this.
We should use something better. I mean, we have so many different new technologies we can use instead.
It's just a matter of, I mean, it's out there, but who wants to pay $10,000 for a fuel cell for their fucking hybrid car? No one can afford that. You can't afford it.
If you can save $1,600 and buy an alcohol cell and make sugar alcohol legally now, the government has legalized it. For $1,600, it costs you $1.20-something a gallon.
Right, but
to brew per gallon.
How much are you getting out of what you're putting in it, though? It's not very efficient, which is why it's not that mainstream yet. It's just like the whole solar energy thing. You have to put a lot into making those chips to begin with before you get any output. And even those are like the market ones we can get for our houses. They're only like 8% efficient, you know?
Right.
It's not, you're not going to power your shit on it. But if
they are actually making a lot of improvements.
Oh, they definitely are, for sure. It's just not there yet to where we could run our business using it.
I think where it's at right now is just the wind power. Have you seen those big, like,
windmills?
Yeah,
in California, in windy places.
When I used to live in California, we had a baseball card shop in Tehachapi, and they had windmills everywhere there. Like, you would come around this corner on the highway, and both sides of the highway, just as far as you could see, is windmills. And that's cool. I mean,
and
it's an eyesore, but look what we have: cell towers and buildings.
Right.
It's not like we're building shit organically to go with the earth. We're just plopping shit on top of
it. Yeah, it's not very good.
Yeah,
really.
So why start making it good now? You know, fucking throw a bunch of windmills in our mountains. I mean, who cares? You know, I mean, it's nice to see it, but I mean, if it's between that and having to pay this much for gas, go right ahead.
Right.
I mean, we're all gonna be dead in 2012 anyway when the Mayan calendar ends.
Yep.
And
or 2010 when Nostradamus's predictions come true.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting either way. But another point he was making was. What the fuck did he say? Now I don't even remember. I should have. Fuck me.
We've been talking about this for a while.
Maybe okay. Let's get into this O'Reilly clip. Oh,
yeah,
that was what I was going to say. If I came down to it and I was just sick of life and done, I would go into a place like that where there was 3,000 people, give or take, that they say was there.
Oh, that Clinton rally?
Yeah. So I would go to a rally like that, go right into the middle of the most conservative-looking people I could find, and blow my brains out right in front of them.
That would be good.
And I would do it so that they got the splatter all over them.
Just covered.
Yeah. That wasn't something he said.
Make sure you use a really big gun just to intensify
Shotgun.
Yeah, not a 22. Totally.
Or fuck it. Maybe I'll just strap some dynamite there. Oh, and that wasn't... sorry.
Just swallow some
C4. Okay, Ahmed.
Yeah. I keep remembering bits and pieces. The other thing was... Fuck me.
so much for remembering.
I know. I totally can't.
Let's just move on.
Okay, fuck it. Let's move on. So I want to play this little clip here for you guys. It's Bill O'Reilly. I'm sure you guys have heard it. It's all over the internet by now. But this just gets me because do you remember back when he pitched a big bitch about Pepsi using Ludacris because of his dirty mouth and shit, and he swears and stuff. So we're gonna play a little clip for a crip.
Is that because we're talking about?
Sorry,
black
it's
you're
I
gonna
have...
offend Bloods here, Matt.
Oh,
come on, man. You can't do that.
Yeah, I know. But I'm still distracted because I spent all day with my girlfriend now, and things are still great. Speaking of girlfriends, how are you doing there, Braden?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Except for today, she had to go home, otherwise she'd be here.
Oh, so have you guys fucked yet?
No.
No, I'm going to keep asking you that until you give me a yes.
Yeah, her best friend keeps asking her that.
Dude. I caught you in a lie. I just remembered this, but remember when we were at the park and I was like, so did you guys finally do it? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And then
I
asked you on
it.
The air, and then you're like, no, did you lie because she was there?
No, I didn't really lie for any reason.
Oh, you just think it's cool to...
You have to specify from now on, remember?
Wow.
What I what,
okay. Yeah. Did you unzip your pants, pull out your little pecker, and unzip her pants and put fingers in there first to get it wet and then get your little pecker hard and then put it in her? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so yeah, here's the Bill O'Reilly clip.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but... Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do... It's a video. Sting video.
Okay, what is
for credits?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go. Go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is that.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
We will take it away, Bill. You fucking... Okay, it's the end of the show. What else could play us out possibly mean? We're going to start over again and do it from the beginning? You're a fucking... Oh, you're such a worthless piece of shit. It goes to show you, people like this that are so opinionated and they have all these fucking things to say about this and that and they're always right. But look, when there's nothing on the teleprompter, you have no clue what to say. And that doesn't that just seem like then his whole show is just totally written not by him and he's just a puppet?
Well, yeah, it's just a script.
Yeah, well then...
That's what it all is.
How can you have such a strong opinion on something someone else has written?
Because maybe, I don't know.
Like that. I
either
mean,
that
I can,
he's just, you know, spewing out what people tell him to say or he just agrees with it, I guess.
But I don't, it just seemed like that whole thing with the Ludacris thing where he was like, no, we're going to boycott Pepsi because Ludacris says nigger and bitch and ho. Or it was ho, wasn't it? That was
I don't remember.
The actual word. And now this is just like Rush Limbaugh saying everyone that's ever done illegal drugs or been on pills or anything should be in jail. And then he gets caught for the same thing. This is the exact same shit. It's total hypocrisy
well,
in the news
hypocrites.
Media. They are.
That's all they are.
But and the fucked up thing is people listen to this shit and they're like, oh, O'Reilly, oh, O'Reilly, he's always right. It's like G. Gordon Liddy and all his followers or
right.
Limbaugh's followers. They're all like so gung-ho. They would do anything these guys say. They're like lemmings just waiting to fall off the cliff and... It just pisses me off that people like this are making all this money doing pretty much what we're fucking doing here.
Right. But except we're not being hypocrites.
Right, and we
shit.
Don't need a teleprompter to tell us what to say. Granted, you guys might not have noticed it when I was fumbling around trying to remember shit. But
it's your stuff.
It's my stuff. I don't have 7 writers like Pod Show does writing a half-hour show once a week. You know, I do this. We fucking do this shit on our own. We don't... It just pisses me off that he is so high and mighty, and then he goes and does... And granted, this is old stuff. This
is
from Inside Edition days, and we'll post the video, because you gotta see it when he gets up and he's like, we'll do it live! We'll fucking do it live! And he, like, takes his jacket off and moves it like he's, alright, I'm gonna do it now. And then he says the shit, and it's not like he was saying, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, dude. It's not that hard. I don't know what play us out means. It's the end of the show. What do I do? I'm a douche. So, Bill O'Reilly, just... fucking die. That right there, one strike, you're dead.
Boom, you're dead.
That. I will make a law saying if you fuck up the end of your new show, you're dead, and then I will come kill you, you piece of shit.
feel all better?
Right, yes. I got one more quick little story here about a delivery I did today. And then we'll do some news here. Episode 36.
Now that we're like 40 minutes in.
We almost did a show without news.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
impressed. If people like this shit, I want to read the news stories, though.
Maybe we'll just start doing a couple.
Yeah, maybe just a couple quick ones. Or maybe we'll just start working them into the stories I have.
Yeah, we'll just throw them in, kind
of. But that, I don't know. That kind of seems too close to how Keith and the girl do their show.
True.
So I don't know. I like our format. But, you know, always, if you guys have any suggestions, this thing is a living, breathing thing that you guys can interact with. So if you want to hear something or hear us tear something apart, feel free. Email us, info@thegemhole.com. So, yeah, we went to Polson today, and on my way back, I had a work order because somebody else, not you, but the other somebody else that was supposed to do it didn't bring enough salt for this guy. Whatever. I don't care at this point. I'm over caring what this kid doesn't do here. So, you know, that's a topic for a whole nother show. Okay. So we get down to his house and shit, and I grab an 80-pound bag of salt because that's what I brought for him. 80 pounds. So 80 pounds on my shoulders, walk in. He's got this huge, nice house, and he meets me at the front door. And he doesn't say hi. He doesn't say, how are you doing? Thanks for coming. None of that shit. He looks at me. He says, can you please take your shoes off? And I'm holding this bag of salt. I'm like, okay, well, will you hold this then? And, like, he just looks at me, and I just look at him. It's, like, an awkward silence for, like, it felt like, you know, a minute.
He's probably
but it
like,
was,
are you serious?
It was probably only, like, 5 seconds. And then, like, just nothing. I'm like, oh, I'm just kidding. Here, let me get. And I, like, hold it and bend down because, you know, I can carry that. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but still.
It's just a dick move. It's I'm walking, and then I don't even walk that far. It's, like, 10 feet and in the room. And, yeah, just you're a douchebag. I'm going to start telling these people's names, and we're going to start going to their houses and breaking in and beating them senseless. I'm just kidding. That's all fun.
Yes.
But, yeah. Okay, you ready to do some news?
Let's do some
news. Okay,
Ray. Oh, you got me. I can't believe you pulled the scissors.
See, I told you. I was going to get in your head this time.
Well, that's like three wins
in
the last 2 months.
Go fuck yourself.
For you.
Okay, so can you, either of you, guess where this first story comes from?
Florida.
Fuck off. Our most fucked up state, Florida. Mother, two children mutilated and dismembered.
Well, if they're mutilated, well, you gotta dismember them.
No, you don't have to rip arms and legs off.
Well, you might
to
as well
eat,
go all the way.
Unless you want drumsticks.
Here.
I hate you. Oh, a woman and her two young children slain. Oh, I love that word, slain. They weren't killed. They were fucking slain. That makes me picture, like, a knight with, like, a sword that's named Dragon Slayer, and it's all just geeky and cool.
Yeah.
And yeah. slain north of Tampa were found mutilated and dismembered in a crime scene that investigators described as one of the most gruesome things they had ever seen.
Yeah.
Now, the Bloodner, if you're out there, we would like...
Actually, if you haven't noticed, it's the Snakener now.
Oh, my bad. The Snakener. What? The Snakener?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's the same as a Bloodner, but
dude
snake,
that makes our
I guess.
Posters for us, whatever your name is this week. We would like one that says, this is one of the most gruesome things we've ever seen. And I'm going to leave it totally up to you what you put in the picture as the most gruesome thing we've ever seen. But if I see Tub Girl, I'm going to find you. And I'm going to make you Tub Girl. That's all. Okay. Lisa Freilberg and her children, 7-year-old Zach and 2-year-old Heather Savannah, were found dead in their mobile home. Ooh,
nice.
Trailer trash. Nice. Were found dead with PBR cans and fucking meth everywhere.
Well, of course.
In their trailer, their mobile home Monday morning. The 26-year-old woman's live-in boyfriend. Nice. That's total trailer, isn't it? Mobile home, live-in boyfriend, kids
right.
Dead and eaten because they couldn't afford ramen anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So you know the story.
You know it's bad when you can't afford ramen anymore.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Let's see. They were found, her live-in boyfriend was found hiding under some beer cans some clothes in a closet and was taken to a hospital after claiming he had ingested an unknown substance. Dude, it's called semen. Okay. Tuesday, at least one of the victims had been decapitated, and the bodies were in such bad shape that visual identification was impossible.
Well, that's a way to do it.
Now, you know what they say, though. Nothing is impossible. They just didn't try hard enough.
Right.
Yeah. I could see. If I went there and saw, you know, yeah. I'd be like, oh, this is impossible. See ya.
Yeah.
Mail me the teeth. I'll tell you who it is then. Problem solved. Let's see. The family's white German Shepherd also was killed. A dog fan.
Wow.
So dogs in a trailer with the living boyfriend.
At least he killed the dog, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, this right here, perfect example for the one strike, you're dead law.
Yeah.
This, yeah, all of them.
This guy's reinforcing this law for us.
That's true.
Because I bet these people deserve to die.
Yeah, probably.
Especially the dog.
Well, I don't want to say for living in a trailer. That's a little too much.
What about the kids? How do they deserve that shit?
Hold on. Let's read more and I'll tell you. I'm sure there's something.
Hey, I'm not saying that they really do deserve it. I'm just saying the chances are pretty good.
They deserve it because their parents should have known that if we have kids, we're not going to be able to raise them. And that's why. So call it a post-birth abortion, if you will. Whatever.
The 32-month abortion,
exactly.
Like Cartman's mom tried to have.
Exactly. Yes.
Except with them, it's probably more like the 5-year abortion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. They're just like, all right, we'll feed the baby to the dog, and then we'll kill the dog, because
right.
It's not illegal to kill dogs.
No.
But is it?
I don't know.
No, because Old Yeller, those guys didn't get arrested. Huh?
Yeah, but people get in trouble for beating their dogs and
well,
shit all the
time. Well, that's beating them. If you just straight up kill it.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you gotta kill it nicely. You
right.
know? Oh, I'm not talking about beating its brains in with
right.
a 5-gallon
so
jug of water.
So how come we can't do that with people?
Because people aren't... Okay. You got me there. You got me there. I don't know why. But under our new law, we will be
yes.
able to. The boyfriend has not been charged and remains at the hospital under guard. The sheriff... Under guard? What? What is that? Why would they post a guard? Who's going to come get him? Everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe the mother. No, the mother was killed. Yeah. Who's... I don't understand. Maybe so he doesn't get away.
Maybe.
Right? He's going to get better and jump out and be like, I'm free, bitch! Whoa! Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't the one who killed them.
Maybe. But I'm pretty sure he was.
Maybe they're trying to protect him from the deceased's family.
Maybe he knew something about the mob, huh?
Maybe.
The sheriff said more than one weapon had been used, but he would not elaborate, and he did not discuss possible motives. The only weapon I can think of he used was anger. Anger's
it's a good weapon.
Strong weapon.
Yeah.
A second to only the Dragon Slayer sword.
Right.
Right.
The sword of 1,000 truths.
We must save the world of Warcraft. Neighbors said that Freeburg had met her boyfriend on the internet.
Oh
Chulu.
MySpace.
Yeah, I bet. and that he had recently moved in. He was not the father of the children. G said the bodies were found by her mother, who checked on her daughter after becoming concerned when she didn't hear from her on Mother's Day. So, wow.
That's pretty good.
He met this chick on MySpace, moved in with her, I'm thinking a week later, and then proceeded to slay the whole family and the dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say yes all the way. And let him go.
Yeah, I agree.
Let him go. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
There will be exceptions to this new law, of course.
Right.
All right. What do you got for us here? Episode 36 of this motherfucker.
This one is called Man Says JetBlue Made Him Sit on Toilet. Can you guess what this is about?
Wait, JetBlue?
Yes, that's an airline.
Like the color? Oh, okay, an airline?
Yes.
Made him a baby getting pooped out into a toilet again.
Again? All right.
Could that possibly be?
No.
Is that? Oh, okay.
That has nothing to do with
holy
this.
Shit, 2 in 1 week?
No. A New York City man is suing JetBlue Airways Corporation for more than $2 million because he says a pilot made him give up his seat to a flight attendant and sit on the toilet for more than 3 hours on a flight from California.
Well, that's the chivalrous thing to do. If the lady has no seat, you know, the gentleman should give him hers.
Well,
or,
yeah, but I don't think he was black.
Or, oh, what? What does that have to do
well,
with
it's
chivalry?
It's like how, you know, black people have to go sit at the back
oh,
of the bus.
Oh, here. Oh, man.
Yeah. He didn't want to sit at the back of the bus.
Wow. I can't believe you took it there. Well, yeah, I can. Who am I kidding?
Of course.
So
it gets taken.
Now,
everywhere.
My question is, what was a stewardess doing on the plane without a seat in the first place?
Well,
like, don't
stewardesses usually have their own seats.
Right, so that's like what I'm saying. How did she end up without one?
I'm not
like,
sure.
Don't, when, you know, everyone's sitting during takeoff, you don't think they notice?
Oh, it was because
notice?
The flight attendant complained continue, that please. The jump seat she was assigned was uncomfortable.
Oh, now, no. Now, no. Yeah. This is not chivalry. Fuck that shit. That's like saying, I need a jug with handles on it because I can't lift the one without, even though it weighs the same. Oh.
Yeah, and the pilot told him to go hang out in the bathroom.
I would have said, how about she comes and hangs out in the bathroom with me then?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind then.
That's right. I'd clear a spot to sit right here on my face for all you people listening at home that didn't see the clearing the face motion.
So he was traveling on a buddy pass, a standby travel voucher that JetBlue employees give to friends.
Well, then he didn't have a real seat anyway.
That's
and
why they made him give it up and not someone who bought their ticket.
Yeah, and that's what they said. That's a ticket you get from someone that works at the airline. That's what they give. So I don't know. I still would have said make the bitch sit on the floor or something.
Yeah.
You know? Unless she was hot, then, like I said, I would have brought her in the bathroom with. Here. Oh, wow.
Well, that's actually
was that
much,
it?
That's well, fucking I mean, it. There's a lot there, but
well,
it just kind of
goes all.
On.
Do we need to know anything
no,
else?
No, there's really not much else
okay.
that
well,
you need to know.
Then let's go on to this.
Yes,
oh, this
we need
is
to
a
move
great
on.
Story. This one comes out of Kansas City, Missouri. Feds say 12 or girl 12, so not 12 girls, but a 12-year-old girl trained to work as a dominatrix. Now, just by this headline, that's like when the guidance counselor at school is like, okay, these are your options. This is what you could be. And then
right.
he's like, and if you come see me after class, there's an opening for a dominatrix. Oh, goodness.
No,
yeah.
They wouldn't say dominatrix. They'd just say a special position.
Right. Federal prosecutors have unsealed an indictment accusing a man and woman of training the woman's child to be a dominatrix and selling her sexual services and photographing some of the acts.
Wow.
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 prostitution? Child yes. porn? And just being bad fucking parents. That, I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah,
man.
You know you're a bad parent when you're making your 12-year-old
okay,
like, slut herself out.
Let's see how well you guys are catching on. In this story, under the one strike you're dead law, who would die?
All of them.
Thank you. That is the correct answer. Very good, Chris.
Sorry,
you. That's just fine.
And
they
if you
all deserve it.
And if you don't know who should die and who shouldn't,
then
just
you
kill
should
them.
Die.
No, just kill them all anyway.
Right.
Just to be safe.
Because you know, God will sort them out in
right.
the end because you know
right.
you guys believe in
like
that
if
shit.
You didn't know if the 12-year-old girl was innocent in this, well, just kill her anyway.
Right. Kill them just all and let Peter give them haircuts, right?
Yes.
Is that the saying?
I think it
it's
is
a
now.
A little saying I made up.
Yeah.
No, I didn't, you guys. U.S. Attorney John Wood said the case is unusual.
Oh, wow. That was so
I
lame.
Almost got through it. Sorry. Said that the. excuse me. Said the case is unusual. Oh, John Wood, is this the most unusual case you've ever seen?
Mr. Wood.
Did I just say the most unusualist?
I sure hope you did.
That's my word. I did.
The most unusualist.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
In that a parent has been charged with the commercial sex trafficking of his or her own minor child. That's not, is that unusual? Is it usually, I mean, how else? Is
so
it,
shouldn't this be okay if it's like okay to have sex with your dog? It's okay to slut out your child.
Right, if it's your child.
Right.
I mean,
it's not like it's someone else's.
It's not
though.
Like you're going to press charges and the
right.
kid's too young to press charges.
I mean,
so.
You're responsible for your kid, so I mean, can't you do
right.
what you want?
Wait, does it say if they're the neo-Nazis who live down the street from me?
Kansas City, Missouri. So no.
Oh, well this broad well,
have
said,
you seen a 12-year-old girl running around in BDSM outfit?
I have not yet, but apparently there's some woman who went on Oprah and said she could do whatever the hell she wanted with her child, and they live down the street from me.
Nice.
Isn't that sweet?
They were really on Oprah?
Yeah, they were on Oprah, and she said she could damn well slut her daughter out if she wanted
Can
to.
Can you bring her and her daughter on the show?
Yes.
I wish I knew where they live.
After we stop doing it here where I work.
Right.
Okay, check.
We'll have to take a mixer to a specified location.
An undisclosed location. Yes. We could do that. Todd B. Barco, 35, of New York State, and the 44-year-old mother were charged in the 7-count indictment. They once lived together in Blue Springs, Missouri, where the sex business was said to have been run. That's where you got to go.
Yeah.
That's where it's at, man, that apparently. Quote, Barkow, excuse me, obtained control of a 12-year-old girl, and he groomed, trained, and forced her to become a sexual dominatrix.
Well, as long as he groomed and trained
her. What does that kind of sound like?
A dog.
Well, that too, but...
just a bitch?
Well, that too,
which
also.
Which is a dog.
The relationship, well, not I'm not going to call it a relationship, but what I was trying to do before, like try to start her friend.
Oh, yeah. Mold?
Like,
mold
yeah.
her?
What did he call it? Groom. I was trying to groom her. Right.
You were trying to groom and train
right.
her.
And now that I think, I'm really glad that didn't work
yes.
out. Thank God. Oh, man.
That is a good
that
thing.
That would have been a mess. Let's see. Barkow was arrested near Niagara. Whoa, I almost just dropped the N-bomb.
Oh.
Niagara Falls. Scare him. And had a court appearance Saturday in Buffalo. Who gives a fuck? The mother was arrested Friday in Dallas, Texas. Messages left at the Northern District of Texas court late Monday were not immediately returned. Thanks for including that in your news story. Let's see. That who cares? Her name is not being published to protect the identity of the daughter, who's now 20. What? How was she 12? Oh, okay.
That's when it happened,
that's
Matt.
Because they unsealed. Thank you very much. And, Barkow is accused of creating a business out of the couple's Missouri home when the girl was 14 and marketing her as a 19 to 20-year-old dominatrix on the internet for about 2 years. The mother is charged with encouraging and participating in the venture, the indictment says. So she was getting her little behind slapped, it sounds like.
Nice.
Participating?
Nice.
That's hot.
I'm turned on.
Prosecutors will seek $80,000 the couple is accused of having made through sex trafficking. See, all the government wants, they give a fuck about what had actually happened. They
right.
want the money.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. That's what it always comes
they're
down
like,
to.
They're like, if anyone's making money on whores, it's going to be us.
Yes.
Or if anyone's going to be making money whoring out their own kids, it's going to be
or
us.
Or if anyone's going to be getting the whores, it's going to be us.
Exactly. As we have seen. So you want to just fucking wrap it up?
We how got... about, I got one more.
Okay. Go do that one, then we'll wrap it up. Or we got to do the blotter after
right,
that.
After
and
this.
Then we'll wrap it up. Because yes. It's Sean's sister's birthday tonight. Woohoo! And woo. Yes, I believe Sean will be back Friday to answer some Dr. Phil's and talk about his father.
All right.
I just made that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, cool phone.
Cool telephone. Will you go unplug that, please? Because you... It, well, we unplugged the one back here. God damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's not even there anymore.
It's not
anyway.
Like we're trying to do a fucking show or anything
excuse
serious
me, trying
here.
To do a fucking internet radio show here. Do
oh
you mind?
Oh, my God. We got to get a better location. I mean,
yes.
I love this place and I love the job, but... Why?
No interruptions.
Who calls a business after 5? And it's 8 o'clock. Really, people? You need something right now from us at 8 o'clock, adult.
Hey, I'm out of water.
Go put your fucking kids to bed and go get your fucking shoe shine box and then come talk to me, you fuck.
Matt.
Yes.
Remember when you worked with us?
Yeah, but
we'd get calls at midnight.
8 to 5, though.
We'd get calls at midnight.
Right, but people, sometimes pizza places are generally open. Stores like this close at 5, no matter what.
Right.
So, fuck them.
Please and then there's
continue.
A dumb fuck that calls at 8 o'clock in the morning like somebody's actually going to be
yeah,
there
right?
at our pizza place.
We don't
place.
Get up until 8. Sorry, dude.
I was in there lighting the pizza ovens the other morning, and I kid you not, 6 people called. The phone
really?
Rang 6
did you answer
times.
It?
Every time I answered it, and it was some dumb fuck calling wanting an order at 8 o'clock in the morning.
What the fuck are you eating from a pizza place? I mean, I know you guys have pasta, salads,
they're probably
subs,
eating pizza
the
at
best,
8 in the morning.
The best cheese steaks, better than a Taste of Philly. If you guys were living here back then, we used to eat there every day, but that was
yeah.
before you guys came here. But this is so much better. And I'm not just saying that because he's sitting here. I would tell him he's a piece of shit. Dude, you are a piece of shit. But your food...
Thank
good.
You. I cook some good fucking food,
yes,
but I am
yes.
an asshole, and most people don't like me.
All right.
Anyway.
Yes, please continue so we can get the fuck out of here.
Lab technician admits necrophilia. You almost spit up your rock star?
No, but oh. that is great. I'm glad we got
this
to this
one
story.
Is from Hackensack. Wow. Hackensack. New Jersey. A lab technician admits sexually abusing the corpse of a 92-year-old woman.
Why? Okay, wow. Hold on. Stop right there. Why would you admit that? You say, okay, first of all, you admit you fucked a dead body. That's right. Cool. Whatever. I'm not judging. God knows we've all done it. Right, guys? Come on, guys.
Yes, yeah.
Here. We've all done it. Okay.
Depends on classifies dead exactly.
But would you say, yeah, it was me, I did it, and it was the 93-year-old body? Fuck no. I'd go, it was that hot, dead 18-year-old right there. I didn't touch the 93-year-old. I don't know about that. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. So that was the other guy.
Oh, my God. I guess
I don't even think they knew. He just admitted to it. He's like, oh, by the way, I fucked this 92-year-old dead body.
Now, how do you drop that in conversation?
By the way, I fucked it.
Oh, by the way, yeah.
So, how do you guys feel about necrophilia? So you feel it out.
No, you'd have to drop it, like, be in the middle of a complete conversation.
I don't know.
And just all of a sudden...
Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. Drop it like it's hot. I fucked a dead 93-year-old woman last night. What'd you guys do?
Well, I fucked a hot 18-year-old dead body. So, cool. Sucks for you, dude.
Anthony Marino.
I mean, hold on. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Would you fuck a living 93-year-old dead body? I mean, okay, sorry. That wasn't nice. That wasn't my... Okay, I apologize if we have a 93-year-old
that was the dumbest fucking question you've ever asked me.
But, well, what?
You think I'm going to say yeah?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know.
There's got to be fruit flies as big as fucking...
You were into that
Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, well, it's just, I don't...
That cherry is bad, homie, even at 93.
That shit went bad like 10, 20 years ago, dude. That's so gross. Wow.
Anthony Marino faces up to 7 years in prison after pleading guilty to a...
See, 7 years in prison.
Desecration of human remains. Wow.
You right there, dead. Problem solved.
Yes.
Now, after we kill about 5 of these sick fuck mortician guys, and... you think they would stop doing that? They're like, boy, if we get caught doing this, that's going to be us, and then someone else is going to come and fuck us. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
You put the fear of God in these people.
A security guard last year saw him engaging in sexual activity with the body in a Holy Name hospital morgue.
Wow.
So this was last year, and he's now admitting to it.
But
a guard saw him.
You should have just walked away while you were still... getting ahead. Okay, is that it for that story?
Yeah, so looks like he's going to get a year and probation.
Nice. I say just fucking kill him,
yeah,
whatever.
That would be
easy. And another thing I kind of wanted to mention before we do the blotter here. Sorry, I just took that from you.
Yes, thanks.
I think one of the coolest jobs for me, now not saying this is for everybody, but because of my such deep-seated shame and hatred for people, I would love to be a mortician because the only people you hang out with are dead.
Right.
And you can make
those
up.
The best kind.
I know, right? And you can make up conversations. And then if you happen to make up in your head that body's being a douche to you, you can just punch him and they're not going to hit you back.
Right. Just boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hey, if a hot one happens to come in and, you know.
She makes a move on you.
Hey, warm it up, man. That's all I'm saying. But no, I just thought that would be a cool job because.
Because you'd have sex with an underage body.
Oh, God, I really wish you wouldn't have just said that. Thank
you. Because it's true?
No, it's not at all. And
really?
Actually, we haven't even had sex yet, if that was going to be your next question.
Oh, no, it wasn't, actually.
Okay.
I wasn't even thinking about that. That just sounds like something you would do.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you know me. Okay, so Police Blotter, this is a little something we do once a week to let you guys know where we live and why we are the way we are. Because we have to deal with these idiots every day. I deliver to them. Braden hits on them on MySpace.
Yeah.
Chris cooks their food. Everywhere you go. These are the same idiots that were at the Clinton campaign going, oh yeah, I agree with that every time he said something.
Except for the guy with the picture with the dildo.
That's right. I was all for that dude. Okay, so here we go. Police Blotter. This is really hard to read. 8:18 a.m. A Columbia Falls woman called in because she thinks her bitter ex-husband damaged her truck and threw nails in her driveway. You both dead.
Yeah, that would make
continue.
That's simple.
That's how we're going to start judging these.
Right.
Okay.
11:04 a.m. Someone called in to report that his Dodge Caravan was stolen. The owner of the vehicle was worried about the many knives and guns he had left in the unlocked vehicle.
Unlocked vehicle. You should have locked it. You
dead.
Thank you. 11:11 a.m. Deputies responded when someone from the Mountain Via Apartments called in to report that their neighbors were fighting and they could hear a woman screaming, stop. When deputies arrived, they found a man and his wife sitting in front of a large flat-screen television with surround sound blasting, playing the video game Super Mario Kart. The couple was yelling and having fun with their awesome Wii game. Hair, 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 hair.
Wow.
Caller.
Whoever wrote this, dead. Yes. For making that fucking pun.
Right.
Thank you.
12:36 p.m., someone called in from Evergreen to report that they saw a young man hop off his bike and run across the field into some trees in a way that made him look like he was holding something. He was there for a few minutes and ran back across the field and rode away.
Was he holding his Wii?
Oh!
I just dropped the bell.
No, he was smoking weed. You know,
oh, okay. Smoking weed?
He was smoking some weed.
Oh, God. 1:20 p.m. There were some goats in the road on U.S. Highway 93. Here, here.
I don't know.
Who cares? They're goats. What the fuck?
Why and this is Montana.
And I saw a butterfly today. I didn't call the fucking cops about it.
Hello, 911? No, there's goats on the highway.
It was in a no-fly zone. I didn't complain.
The guy rode his fucking horse to the bar last Friday night and tied it to a fucking Bronco and we didn't call the cops.
What, it's nice. This, that's it, why.
It's Montana. No. There's shit like that here. I mean, we almost hit a bison going back to California to get all of our shit when
Buffaloes.
We moved here.
Love it.
I don't even know where I am. 2:07 p.m. A woman's mom's ex-boyfriend wouldn't let them into his residence to get their stuff.
His trailer?
Yeah, probably.
Fuck. Both dead. 3:05 p.m. A man called in to say that his sister had just had sex with him. He rode away on his bike before deputies arrived.
I thought it said
assault. Oh, I'm just. It had just beaten him up. Sorry.
That would have been better.
I know. I need to stop calling that out so I can see if you guys catch it when I actually do that.
Yeah. 4:15 p.m. A woman called in after jogging on the Swan River Trail in Big Fork. She reported that while out, an awkward naked man yelled at her.
Holy shit, I was out in the Swan about that time yesterday.
Were you naked?
Dead.
Maybe.
Well, then you're dead.
Thank you. Let's see. Was that it? Oh, no. Oh, 7:04 p.m. Departments are looking for a man who stole candy and gas from not one, but two local gas stations.
Nice. You're dead.
How do you steal gas from a gas station?
You drive off.
Yeah, you just drive
not all of them are prepay. But why they're starting to be, because adults can't fucking pay for their gas, so they have to steal it.
Well, really, if it wasn't $4 a gallon.
Yeah,
that's kind of...
I'm paying $3.80 a gallon, and that shit is...
That's kind of like putting penis in our butts every time we get gas. So, yeah, okay. I would justify that one.
Yeah. 8:02 p.m., a naked woman was seen running through Hungry Horse. Someone who knew her said she was coming down off some medications and was acting out.
Oh, wow. I wonder what kind up in Hungry Horse.
Yeah,
so is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, as always, thank you guys so much for listening. Chris, thank you very much. Ryan, thank you very much for listening in. And I believe we will be at the show for Alzheimer's, because you know how much we love old people.
Right. We will support their Alzheimer's all the way.
So, you guys, if you ever have anything to say pertaining to a certain episode, click on the show notes on thejamhole.com and leave us a comment. You can email info@thejamhole.com, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. Please vote for us on Podcast Alley. We're
dude is ahead of us now.
Really?
Yep.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Bummer.
Oh, yeah, dude. I kind of listened to it, and I don't know. As far
it's
as
okay.
something to kill time, it's listenable. Yeah. They are pretty funny,
I just don't like, they're good, but I don't know what it is about their sound. It sounds kind of weird.
Well, yeah, and I mean, ours isn't the best either, but
ours is
kind of the best.
Good,
Not as good as Keith and the Girls or Distorted Views,
right, but it's good.
We haven't been doing it for 6 years either.
That's
so
true.
This is our first year, our 3 months in.
Yes.
Yes. So, definitely vote for us on Podcast Alley. It's the middle of the month. We want to kind of hang in there at the number 20 spot. Subscribe with iTunes. If you guys have a minute, just leave us a review on iTunes. I think the more reviews we get, the higher we go up if they're good reviews. So, tell all your friends to do that. What else? Is that it? What else are we doing?
Look it up on at school and... Yes. Kill the servers.
Play it during school.
Especially at Flathead High.
And even if you're not listening to it, open up iTunes on as many computers. Go to Walmart and open up iTunes and just subscribe to the show, because that'll give us more downloads, which when we start making our press kit and stuff to get free shit for us doing this,
yes.
then that'll come in handy.
Just
put
the jam hole everywhere possible.
Everywhere. Thejamhole.com. Jammin'.
Jammin'.
come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
What you gotta do?
People equal shit.
I'm not afraid of you.
People equal shit.
Everything you'll ever be.
People equal shit.